And I didn't understand why I had to get on the bus to go to school. So that was quite different, but I enjoyed it. Because there were kids there from Sandy Springs, Duluth, Alpharetta, Roswell. So you got to meet other kids, not just from in your neighborhood.
You mean at Bailey Johnson? At Bailey Johnson. All those different kids were there?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Because they were bused to school, because I guess that was the closest school. And I guess I should say probably took in the rural areas like Duluth, Sandy Springs. Because as I recall, it might have not been but maybe 8 people that came from Sandy Springs. And they were black kids that probably, I know they did stay with a white family. So that's how they came to school.
What do you mean they stayed with a white family?
Like taking care, you know, how you have the live-in maids and stuff, or had the house in the back, or to take care of the children.
I see.
Yep.
They were still doing that, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And that hasn't been that long ago.
That's bizarre. Okay. This is interesting because when I interviewed who's 30, he said by the time he was going to school, the children in Black Historic Roswell went to 3 different schools.
Yeah, because they went to elementary school, middle school, and high school.
No. They went to 3 different elementary schools.
Yes, because the schools were separate. And the way Roswell is divided, you go to different schools.
But they all live like within blocks of each other. But they would go to these different schools. So instead of going, you know, a few blocks, you know, to go to school, they were being bused to go several miles depending upon where they live. So he said they went to Mimosa, they go to Roswell, what was it?
Roswell North.
North.
Mm-hmm.
Or Roswell, was that it? No, he said that became the, I forgot. I just
it had to be Roswell Elementary, Roswell North, and Mimosa Elementary.
But why? It seems like all of them should have gone to Roswell. How big is Historic Roswell? It's not that big.
Maybe.
Why would you go several miles away to go to Mimosa?
Okay, like the kids on Zion Circle. See, that's not necessarily considered historic district. So they went to Mimosa.
Several miles away as opposed to just
Well, it's
going.
Not several miles. Maybe that might have been 2 miles. I mean, and the bus picked them up. And I guess it all depends on how many kids they had going to different schools. Yes, I guess that's my thinking.
It doesn't seem fishy.
Because they
to
still do it.
That doesn't seem fishy to you.
Mm-hmm. But I guess during that time, too, other blacks had moved into the area also. Because, like, when I went to Roswell High, it was 8 blacks that first year. And the next year, it probably still wasn't maybe 40, 50 blacks in entire Roswell that went to Roswell High. Because even though you had more black kids than that in Bailey Johnson, they was from different areas. So therefore, the number was smaller. Because it was 7 blacks in my graduating class out of about 300.
I don't know about that. but in any event, at that time, that when you were going to school, all the blacks had to go to Bailey Johnson.
Yeah.
When the schools were integrated,